Jerry Bader Show, 1021-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Fond du Lac High School student newspaper published an edition that had a couple of controversial stories. One related alleged rapes on the high school campus, or at least, well, I don't know if that's on the campus, but students there. And one about telling students they don't have to recite the pledge. The principal felt that those were inappropriate, and he is going to review everything before publication. I have two questions for you. Do you think those subject matters were inappropriate for a high school paper? And do you agree with the principal reviewing every story before publication? I have an email and an IM on this. The email is from Steve. I think the school has a right to censor any material that might make the school look bad. To me, the main issue of censorship would be the government telling you that you cannot print or say something. Well, that's what this is, sort of. My daughter had a similar experience with high school censorship of that paper. She started her own underground paper. A friend IMs similar sentiment. The school administration is considered the publisher of the newspaper. In the real world, the publisher also gets to decide what does and doesn't make it into the newspaper. And in this day and age, a student who feels they are being censored can post the article on their own Facebook, Twitter, so on account. I don't want to tip my hand on this just yet. I have a very specific opinion on this. I have said many times that students do not have free speech rights in a school that an adult has out in the real world, but that doesn't mean they leave all of their First Amendment rights at the schoolhouse door, as I believe it was a Supreme Court justice who wrote. Now, I didn't read the article on rape, but as I've seen it described in a couple of news accounts now, it was graphic. It was. And also understand, though, that this paper is under teacher supervision. As one student said in the story that I read from Gannett, nobody was slandered. This story is not false, defamatory, libelous, vulgar, or profane. Unless you view survivors of horrendous atrocities speaking out against a culture that oppresses them as profane or vulgar, rather than revolutionary or novel, the author wrote. Here's one way to look at this. It is an educational experience in this regard. As my friend pointed out, there are times when a story is going to get spiked. Cheryl Atkinson left CBS because she couldn't get a lot of her pieces about the Obama administration written. So you could say this is a teachable moment because if she's going to go on to be a journalist, she's going to face this. But I find it interesting, even in a newspaper, I don't know that every story is scrutinized at that high a level. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If you have any thoughts on this, I'd like to see what people think before I share my views. Seeing how nobody has the courage to do that until I share my views, I'll ask Jason, do you think the principal is acting correctly or overreacting in saying that the stories shouldn't have been published and that he is now going to personally review every article before they publish? And again, I do agree with my friend who IM'd that, yes, this they are the publisher. Oh, Jason makes a really interesting point. Jason says he wishes this would have been in place before this issue, because now it's a response to a specific issue. That's actually, you know what? I hadn't considered that angle, but that's a really good point. That would seem to make it sound to you like an overreaction. Okay, now there's an article I don't like, so I'm going to clamp down, and I'm going to review every article. Bearing in mind, there's a teacher who advises the students on the newspaper. Joe in Wrightstown. Joe, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
If I could share just a quick experience. When I was in college, we had a paper that we put out, and one of the articles bashed one of the teachers pretty badly. And so they put the kibosh on it. When we tried to fight it, the point they made was, if you're going to use our printers and our paper, then we're going to get to look at what you publish. If you want to publish something else, buy your own paper and buy your own ink.
But see, today you can do that now. As a couple of people have pointed out here, anybody, if, look, and this has happened to me, I try to get things published. I try to pay people to get me to publish things. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. If they don't publish it, I just put it on my own blog site. So, and even a student, while they don't have a radio station blog site or a radio show blog site, they can put it on Twitter and Facebook. So how much censoring really? And they can put on their Twitter and Facebook that this was not allowed in their student newspaper. So how much censorship power does the school really have anymore, Joe?
Well, personally, I think if they want to put things out in the public realm, I don't think the school should have anything to say about it, unless some, I don't know, I guess it would depend on the context. If something heinous were published that does in some way, I don't know, with these bullying things we have going on and concerning homosexuality, rape, et cetera, unless something can be proven to have come directly from that, I just don't think the school, they can tell them, yeah, don't use our, you can't use our facilities, but you know what you do on your own time. And realistically, when we started buying our own paper and we said, hey, we're going to do this on our own because, you know, we're the great and mighty students of the world, it lasted about a month. People quit reading it. They didn't really have the money to do it. We just gave up.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Here's what I would say. I'll weigh in on this because Joe's apparently the only brave soul that will. I understand that it is up to the administration to be, it's called the gatekeeper of what does and doesn't go into the newspaper. I happen to disagree with their decision on this. I don't think there's anything wrong with the stories published, including the one about the Pledge of Allegiance. However, understand something. They already have a staffer, a teacher, who oversees the publication of this paper. Why should the principal be doing that teacher's job? I think he overreacted. Now, again, I haven't read them, and I understand the description of the rape stories are graphic. I don't think it's an inappropriate story for a student newspaper. And I also don't have a problem with them publishing that you don't have to stand for the pledge. Now, I would hope that they would offer an opposing point of view on that. But I wouldn't have censored those were I in charge of that. As for the principal now reviewing every story before publication, I think he has too much time on his hands. I think that should be the function of the advisor, the faculty advisor of the student newspaper. Jason says, why not put a disclaimer at the end of each article saying these articles do not express the thoughts or opinions of the administration of Fond du Lac High School? They could do that. They could do that. All right, we have a breaking story, and I've got to do this quickly. Two people are reported dead in a news helicopter crash near Seattle's Space Needle. No word on what caused the chopper to go down. Again, it's a news helicopter. It hit at least two vehicles and burst into flames. The fire is out, and the investigation has started into the crash. Two dead in the crash of a news helicopter at the Space Needle in Seattle, Washington. It is 10:29. In recent days, I've been sharing with all Jerry Bader Show listeners a story that earlier on I could only share with the folks in the Green Bay audience. That is, I've lost about 31, 32 pounds now on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. And now is since about January 24th. And I know that seems like a short period of time, just about not quite a month and a half, or not quite 2 months, I should say. But it can be done, and it can be done safely. And a number of Jerry Bader Show listeners have with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. Dr. Jason Lippman can show you how to lose as much as a pound a day. Do it safely. It's not a diet. It's a multifaceted program that changes your body's physiology. Find out more. Call Dr. Lippman at 920-268-1386. No commitment. Find out. Maybe it's right. Maybe it's not for you. Well, I found out it's right for me. Jason's going to find out it's right for him. A lot of listeners already have. 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.